Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. In my 50 years of life, I have never been accused of being an artist, but I very much enjoy the art of a good conversation. In fact, I find it life-giving, more than just an exchange of ideas or opinions, and certainly more than just an interaction with words. A good conversation has such great power. Power to change a life. Through conversation, we can expand our vision. The mind can be turned and the heart can be opened. It's no accident that in English, the word conversation sounds like conversion, a turning toward the other, a turning away from self. And in that interaction with the other, in the listening, in the hearing, in the exchange, in the conversation, beautiful things can happen. It's no accident that conversation is one of the themes of Easter. You know, without a doubt, Easter is the empty tomb and the risen Lord. And without that, there is no Easter. But as Easter continues, we see what that risen Lord is doing, what he's about. And over again, he's encountering his friends. He's encountering them and he's in conversation. He's conversing with them. Not only showing himself to them, but engaging and listening, speaking, and hearing them. We saw this last week with St. Peter, right? In such a personal way. Jesus wasn't even there. And Thomas, it was. Thomas said, "Unless I put my finger into the nail marks, my hand into the side, I will not believe." And then the very next week, Jesus says, "Okay, Thomas, come on. Put your finger here. Put your hand there." We saw that with Thomas. We see it with Peter. You know, it's no accident that the risen Lord meets Peter by a charcoal fire and asks him three times, "Do you love me?" Do you think that charcoal fire and that threefold question reminded Peter of anything? How personal, how engaging, how conversational is the risen Lord. And in that conversation, things happen. Today's gospel for this third Sunday of Easter is the very follow-up from the road to Emmaus. Those men who were in conversation with the Lord, they discovered it was him and they literally turn around. They go back to Jerusalem. And there in Jerusalem, we hear what happened. They share what they've come to know. And in that very act of conversing with one another about the Lord, he is made present. He's there. You see, my friends, Jesus Christ, the risen one, is all about making himself known and sharing himself. Life continues. Our God is a God who was dead but is now alive. He has flesh and bones. He has a stomach. He sees in the dark. And so often he goes into those dark places as the risen Lord. And he leads people forth. How many dark places there are in our own minds and hearts. How wide the Lord wants to open our minds and our ears and our vision to him. And he who opened the grave has great joy in opening us in conversion, in knowing that we are known by him, that we are loved by him. And it's in that engagement, in that conversation with him, that we become for him. That conversation, really at heart, is prayer. Prayer is that conversation with God where we are with him and we speak to him. And I think so often, prayer can be just a conversation with self. One of the great things that can help so that our conversation is with God is that we call to mind who he is. You know, in my funeral homilies, I like to quote one of my favorite converts to Christianity, C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis never became a Catholic, but he certainly became a Christian. And perhaps you've heard this before, or you've come to a funeral homily, but you know, you might be at my funeral, I might be at yours, but if you're not going to hear it at your funeral. So let it be heard now. C.S. Lewis, in coming to terms with Jesus Christ in his own conversion, he said, Jesus Christ is either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. He said, the one thing that we cannot say about Jesus is that he was just a good teacher. Why? Because a good teacher wouldn't do what he did, wouldn't say what he said. And how often, I wonder, in our lives, do we approach the Lord as just a good teacher? My friends, he's not just that. It's the one thing we cannot say about Christ, that he was just a good teacher. He was either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. And in this Easter season, we are invited, we are given another week to discover him as Lord, the one who rose from the dead, who conquered death, and his life in us and for us, our life in him and for him. My friends, that's the witness that Christians need to give. And unless we're doing that, unless we're living him, our Easter is in vain. May God be with you this week.